The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" He said to them in reply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise. Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, 'Teacher, what should we do?' He answered them, 'Stop collecting more than what is prescribed.' Soldiers also asked him, 'And what is it that we should do?' He told them, 'Do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages.' Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, 'I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the calf he will burn with unquenchable fire.' Exhorting them in many other ways, he preached good news to the people." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you today? Now we are in third week of Advent. In this third week of Advent, the readings are telling us to rejoice. Rejoice always. Do not be sad. Your Savior is coming to save you. Prepare yourself to rejoice. The entrance antiphon says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." In the first reading, Prophet Zephaniah says, "Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart." In the second reading, St. Paul says to us, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice." The responsorial psalm says, "Cry out with joy and gladness." It is true and fact that when we are in joy, we feel very comfortable with everything. The joyness is very, very important in human life. If there is no joy in us, everything looks like confused. That's why the Word of God says, rejoice all the time. Joy should, in fact, be the basic mode of Christian. It should not be something artificial or forced, but something that bubbles up naturally from our sharing Christ's vision of life. But there are few who are in the world, unfortunately, do not have experience of joy. Some think that religion is a serious business. Some say that religion is full of sacrifices. Some say that religion is giving up the pleasures that are available to non-Christians. Some say that being a Christian means living a half-life. All this is a great piety because The whole purpose of Jesus' coming was to bring freedom, joy, and peace to the people. The purpose of Jesus' coming is to bring peace, joy, happiness, and freedom. And now we can take part in the joy of Jesus. When we prepare ourselves to receive Jesus into our lives, we will receive the joy, peace, love, and freedom. In our lifetime, pain, sickness, failure, great loss, grieving, these are all stay for some time for someone. But when Jesus touches us, everything will be taken away. The real joy remains in the human flesh. In today's gospel, when John preached about the coming of the Lord, three groups of people came to John and asked a very sensible question. After listening to John the Baptist, they understood, he may be a Messiah. He may be the Lord promised by God. So let us find out what we should do in order to receive Jesus. To the ordinary people, he tells them to share what you have with other poor people. If they are really sorry for their sins, if they really want to change their lives, they will become brothers and sisters to God and to brothers and sisters to others. To one group, he says, share what you have with the poor. And if you do that, you will become brothers and sisters to God and to others. To the tax collectors, he says to be justice. Do not collect more than what's supposed to be. Be truthful. To the soldiers, he says, be content with your pay and stop stealing from the poor and the weak. So, John the Baptist gives for everyone the guidelines how to invite Jesus into our life, how to make pure our life. Nietzsche, Friedrich Nietzsche, the famous philosopher and a self-confessed atheist, he said, if you Christians would only come out of church smiling, I just might become a Christian myself. I don't know where he was, where he saw that Christians are not smiling. In case if he is here today, he might become Pope. That much joy we share. That much joy is given in our life. So, this third Sunday of Advent, we need to be joy. We need to be ready to receive Jesus. To receive Jesus, John the Baptist gave instruction to three groups of people. Any one of the instructions may be used in our life to receive Jesus. We are filled with joy and happiness because we are closer to the Lord's coming. We need to be happy. Every day is not the same day. Every day is new day. Every day is new things take place in our life. So, we need to prepare ourselves. Change in life, newness in life. If there is change in our life, by the time we should be ready to receive and to celebrate the birth of Jesus. So if we are not ready, still we have 9 days. We can follow the instructions of John the Baptist and we can prepare joyfully to receive Jesus into our life on Christmas Day.